Today's daf is daf Dalet, and we're holding in the middle of the sugya of how it is possible to be over on Balta Akher of Nizirut. So basically our starting yesod is at the moment that a person says, Harei Alai, let's say Harei Alai Liyot Nazir. So he is a Nazir. I mean, there's no way that there's something that can interfere between the statement and the creation of the state of the zirut. It's not as if it's something like bringing a korban, which depends on an act that you do. The zirut does not relate to an act. So how could you be mechayev yourself to be a nazir without that chiyuv of containing within it the actual creation of the nazirut? So the pshat that we came up with yesterday was a rava, in which he said it as a negative. I will not leave this world without having been yotzei of a nazirut. Since we know that under such circumstances he has to take into consideration the imminence of his own demise in order to be, we had a similar case by giving a get, that's chal sha'achat lifnei mitati. So therefore, in this case, there would actually be a chiyuv to see to it that you take care of that nazirut, and the only way to do that is to say, okay, harei alai nazir, right now. So therefore, you would be chayev in bal ta'acher, despite the fact that normally Baal Ta'akher has a shiur, so that you're believed to bring your carbon on the first yontif. And if you don't bring it after Shalosh Regalim, it's a machlok, Shalosh Regalim, or after Chag HaSukkot, or we count Shabbat, whatever the din is. It's not instantaneous. But in this case, it would be a Baal Ta'akher instantaneous. And this would be similar, explains the Ran, to saying, Harei Alai Lavi Korban Miyad. Obviously, over there, the Baal Ta'akher would also be Miyad, because that's the way that you define it. So that was the only case we came up with yesterday. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov comes up with an easy case. He says, what do you need that for? Let's say a person said Harei Nazir. So now the fact that he's in the Beit HaKvarot prevents the Nazirut from being Chal until he gets out of the Beit HaKvarot. So until he gets out of that Beit HaKvarot, he essentially is not being Mekayim, his commitment to become a Nazir. And now when he gets out of the Beit HaKvarot, now he'll have to say Harei Nazir. So there you have, even without saying it in a negative way, Lo Yepater Min HaOlam Ad, but in this case, even though he said it in a positive way, the statement doesn't create the state, because you're nimna from the state by virtue of being in the Beit HaKvarot, and therefore you now have a chiyuv to make yourself a nazir after leaving the Beit HaKvarot. Says the Gemara, now wait a minute. That's not true according to everybody. So, it happens to be a very important machlokas that we'll see in Nazir between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, as to whether the fact that you're in the Beit HaKvarot prevents the chalot of the state of Nizirut. The nafkamina is very simple. Are you allowed to drink a cup of wine while you're in the Beit HaKvarot? If you hold that it prevents the chalot of the state, so that like Reish Lakish, so fine, then our sugya makes sense. It prevents the Nizirut. I've got to leave the Beit HaKvarot and say Harini Nazir. But if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that you'd be chayev anyway if you drank wine at this point, because the Nizirut is chal, so then you haven't achieved anything. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, mi ika bal ta'akher, where's the bal ta'akher? You said Harei Nazir, you are a Nazir. You say Harei Alai Liyot Nazir, same thing as saying Harei Nazir. So where in the world would the advantage be in taking a case where he's bebeit ha'kvarot? The Od, not to mention that Mar Bar Avashi said that nobody argues about whether the Nazirut is chal. Not Reish Lakish and not Rabbi Yochanan. Of course the chayle Nazirut alei mi'alter, Malkot pligi. The only machlokas with Yochanan Reish Lakish is whether there is a chiyuv malkot on going ahead now and violating a nizirut, which anyway cannot be expressed in all of its mitzvahs because it begins with tumat meat. But as far as that you're existing in a state of nizirut, there's no question about that. So why would you have to go ahead now and be bekayim in nizirut on yourself after leaving the Beit HaKvarot, even according to Reish Lakish? Therefore, there's no baal ta'acher here at all. Ah, says Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, but still, we should become Acher Nizirut Tahara. Let's analyze the statement. When the guy says, Harei Nazir, Harei Alai Liyot Nazir, what does he mean? Does he mean simply that the state of Nizirut should exist? Or does he obviously include in that statement that he should be Yotzei, the Chiyuvim of the Nizirut, which of course includes going through the whole process, Bittahara, bringing his Kabbalah, so on and so forth. So therefore, since he's preventing that from happening, and for that he has to leave the Beit HaKvarot to begin his Nizirut Tahara, so then he's going to be over on Baal Ta'akher for preventing that from happening. Omer Avashi, well, if that's the case, Ha'il B'chein, if you're saying that, then I could take it a step further. Because we're no longer interested in whether the guy has to say Harei Nazir after leaving the Beit HaKvarot. You admit that that's not the issue. But the fact is that by prevention of being able to be in a state of Nizirut, which allows him to complete his Nizirut, that itself is a Baal Ta'akher. So then the truth is that any Nazir, he could have been a Nazir Tahor on the last day of his Nizirut, and now he's betami himself to Mezid, and now he's preventing the the conclusion of his nizirut. He's being ma'akar his nizirut to tahara. So besides being over on the iser of bal yitameh, and besides being over the ilav of al kol nafshot meit lo yavo, there's already two iserim of tumah when it comes to every nazir. He would be over on a third nizir because he's preventing now the kalot of nizirut of tahara, the conclusion. So that he's being now doche the bal ta'akher of nizirut of tahara. If you're saying that,
is he away from yatzav dvar also for the thing? And we said before that everything...
Yeah, everything is going to be
over. So it's actually fourth.
Yeah, sure. Rav Achav, Reid Rav Ika Amar. I got another way out of it. Forget about... The truth is, I don't agree with that analysis about having to keep the Tahira. But is it included in the Chiev of Nazirut? Also the Chiev of doing the Tiglachat of the Nazirut. So he can't do the Tiglachat under that. I mean, so over Baal Ta'acher, Tiglachto. What's the problem? It's a simple Baal Ta'acher. It doesn't have to be talking about his tameh, beit hakvarot, nothing. Guy makes himself a nazir. Comes time to do the tiglachat, he doesn't. So, but you said you were going to. So that's totally in a maaseh. You don't do that maaseh. It's the same thing as putting off bringing korbanot. So why is it any different? So there, the Torah is saying that the nizirut includes a neder to do certain acts. So it's very simple. Well, now wait a minute. That should be dependent in a machloket, no? I mean, because some hold that tiglachat is ma'akev the nizirut, and some hold it isn't. So I said, well, no, it's nothing to do with that. A filu, don't try to tell me that, that it's dependent in that. Lo mi boy lo ma'adamah tiglachat ma'akev. Obviously, we're all agreed that if you hold that machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbonah, that the din is that tiglachat is ma'akev. Then I would agree with you, but if it's not ma'akev, who needs it? That's not the point, because a filu lo ma'adamah tiglachat ain't ma'akev. And that even without the teglachat, he could still bring his carbon and so on. But there's certainly a mitzvah. So mitzvah's giluach miayika, correct? So that mitzvah, giluach mialomekayim. And therefore, he's going to be over on the Baal Ta'akher of that as if it were a specific netter, even though it's only included within the overall state of the nizirut. Barzut, Rebreder of Mori Omar. What's the confusion over here? What is Baal Ta'akher always referring to, for God's sake? Karbonis, no? So why can't the Torah be coming to tell me what this heck is? That you're over on Baal Ta'akher if you don't bring your Korbanot Nazir. Why isn't that the simple case? It's talking about Baal Ta'akher Korbanot Tav. Why in the world would I need a special Hekesh to tell me that Korbanot Nazir is a Baal Ta'akher if all Korbanot are Baal Ta'akher? In the Pasuk of Lo Ta'akher L'Shalmo, the Pasuk continues with the words, Ki Dorosh Yidrashenu Hashem Elokecha Mi'imach. Now, we darshan that, as the Gemara says, this is where we're learning it from, Hekesh. To be fair, Shapasek, Miatam Nafkale, Ki Dorosh Yidrashen, what's that additional? Where it says, Ki Tidor Neder La Shem Lo Kecha Lo Tachel Shamo. Don't think that's Dafke if you made a Neder to bring a Korban. But if you had a Chiyab of a Korban, let's say, to bring a Korban Chatat, or to bring a Korban Hasham, you might think there's no Lo Tachel. Therefore, concludes the Pasek, Ki Dorosh Yidrashen, no, God's going to demand it. Don't you worry. So obviously, it doesn't only demand a Neder. So there's a demand for every chatas, a demand for every yasha, and that is included in Baal Ta'akher L'Shalmo. Nu. So a chatas nazir is different than a chatas nasham that is brought for a chait. Says the Gemara, yes, it's different, and I need a special pasuk because ma'ad detei mechidusha shechicha Torah benazir. The Torah may have been telling a special halachot in nazir that I would have thought means that it is not included in the overall din of Lo Ta'akher L'Shalmo. Really. What kind of kiddush is there in Nazir? My kiddush? What's that? Maybe the point is like this. Every korban that the Torah is makban on lota acher is when you were machayev yourself. Now, you were not machayev yourself in the korban Nazir. Because if you tried to be, it wouldn't work. Suppose a certain person comes along and says, Hare alai korban Nazir. There ain't no such animal. Either you are a Nazir or you aren't a Nazir. If you're a Nazir, you're chayev in the Korbanot because the Torah made you chayev. And if you're not a Nazir, you can't make yourself chayev in a Korban Nazir. So therefore, this is the type of Korban that is not included in the Pasuk, Ki Tidor Neder L'Hashem Elokecha Lo Ta'acher L'Shalmo, because it's not something that's Ki Tidor Neder. Yeah, but I mean, so by the same token, you could say that the additional Ki Dorosh Yidrashenu, which refers to every chatat that's brought on a chet, which we always call a chatat chelev, you know, the chelev becomes the model for chataot. So a chatat chelev, can you say hare alai lavi chatat? Absolutely not. Either you did a chet in your chayev a chatat or you didn't. So why is that any different than a korban of a nazir? Either you are a nazir and you're chayev a chatat, or you aren't. You can't have it no matter what. So it's the same thing. And yet the Torah certainly includes Baal Ta'acher on a normal Chatat Chelet. So why is Chatat Nazir different than Chatat Chelet? It's also in Matvisa Beneder, and nonetheless, you just said, oh, verba Baal Ta'acher. Okay, you're right. But there's another chiddush when it comes to Nazir. My chiddush is, and this is another indication, which of the issues that we've spoken about yesterday, that Nazirut is a completely different class of Dibur. Because normally, you make a neder, you make a shvua, the precise wording of your neder and shvua is precisely what is created in the Isser. If you create, however, a Nazirut, and you try to define it, doesn't work to define it. Because it's a defined state. And the entry into that state is not up to you. So therefore, if you say, well, I want to be a Nazir, but it should only affect my drinking wine, or my eating grapes, or raisins, or whatever. But none of the other didn't. Forget about it, buddy. You're a Nazir Lakol. So over there, I would say, wow. So in other words, you're telling me that Nazirut is a whole different idea, in which case the Korbanot of Nazirut are also a whole different idea. And maybe there's no Baal Ta'acher. So since he's having Nazir Lakol, if it wouldn't have been for the Hekesh, I would say, look, it's a different type of carbon. Maybe you're not chayav on Baal Ta'acher on this carbon. Comes along the Hekesh to say that just like you're going to be over on every neder of a carbon, you'll be over on your carbon on Nizirut. Now wait. But not everybody agrees to that Yisod. That's itself a machlokas. Okay, according to the Rabbanan, you're right. There's a big chiddush. But how about according to Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says, "Ein nazir achi azir mikulan." You never enter into the state of nazirut unless you accept upon yourself the state of nazirut, and not a quasi nazirut, which is nazirut from chatzan. That's not nazirut. So according to him, where's the finish in nazirut? Not to mention the fact that the whole thing is ridiculous, because even if you hold of the rabbanan, it doesn't make any sense. The finish that you just mentioned is a chumra, not a kula. There's the fact that you can be mechayev yourself in a nazirut without even entering into the whole nazirut. So that's a reason not to be chayiv in Baal Ta'acher. That's a reason yes to be chayiv in Baal Ta'acher. The Torah is being machmir on you. It's not being makel on you. So why should it let you off of the hook when it comes to the Baal Ta'acher? Makes no sense what you're saying. So the old high chiddush of chumrahu. And you're trying to tell me a chiddush of nazirut that should say that you're potter from Baal Ta'acher. How do you explain that? Okay, sorry. Take it all back. Ella, my chiddush. When I said nazir is a chiddush, and therefore there should not be a Baal Ta'acher, what I meant was this. The Nazir has to bring a Korban Ola, a Korban Katas, and a Korban Shalom. Now, it's true that the Torah says that he's supposed to bring these Korbanot, and together with the process of bringing the Korbanot, he does the Giluach, and as a matter of fact, he even puts the hair of it underneath the Eish that cooks his El Nazir, and so on. But the truth is, none of that is ma'akev. As long as he brought one Korban, let's say he brings his Korban Ola. Where he brings his El Nazir, Shlomi. And now he does his Tiglachat, and he didn't get around to bringing his Chatas. Does that have any impact on him? Doesn't make any difference to him, right? He would be Yotze, anyway. So therefore, Mlo Le'avra Ala Mishum Da'Bal Ta'acher. So if it's not necessary, so then what therefore would the Torah be saying? You gotta bring it. Don't put it off. Why can't I put it off? I wasn't mechayiv myself in it. It's not ma'akev any elements of my nazirut. So maybe the Torah doesn't say, don't put it off on something which is basically a luxury item. A luxury item, it's a mitzvah, but if you don't do it, you're not going to be over in a lav. Kamashul on the hekesh, that you would be. Or you know what? I could even say this better. Let's go back to what I said before. The chiddush is, you cannot be mechayiv yourself in a chatas nazir. You say, hareni chayiv the korban nazir, nothing happens. So you said, okay, but that's true about every chatas. Every chatas certainly talking about, but there's a big difference. The difference is this. The chatas on the chait needs to be brought because it serves a purpose. That need is itself a mitzvah, which is b'chai of you to bring it. Once it's b'chai of you to bring it, so then I have to get a kapora. So I understand it. Torah says, don't put off your kapora. So if I make a netter in something, I say, don't put off your netter. If you need a kapara, don't put off your kapara. But what in the world would it be saying about a carbon nazir? Don't what? I never made a neder to bring a chatas. Okay, it's a mitzvah. I understand it's a mitzvah. No? There's lots of mitzvahs. So every mitzvah I don't do right away, I'm chayav about the achar. It's a mitzvah. What are you telling me? I need to do this. There's some dachaf there. There's something pressing. This must get done. There's nothing pressing to get it done. That's the point. Does it accomplish anything that the Torah cares about? So whatever it would be, I mean, certainly not going to be ma'akev me in terms of any mitzvah. So what's an afkamina? I bring it. I don't bring it. When I get around to it, I'll bring it, but don't tell me I'm going to be over on a lav. You're telling me I have a chiyuv. Besdin wants to beat me. I should do my chiyuv like any other mitzvah. I don't build a sukkah. I'm going to be over on balta achar. Same thing over here. So I would say, since it's not mitzvah of a neder, you said before, well, you could have said the same thing. Every chatas chalev, that's true, but chatas chalev is coming for a purpose. Chatas chalev is coming for a kapara. So therefore, the kapara is the pressure where the Torah says, I want you to get that achieved. And that's kidoroshi drasheno, whether the drisha is after your nazir or the drisha is for what the korban achieves, I want to see action. But the chatas nazir, what's it coming for? Lamayata doesn't achieve anything. Well, what do you mean? And a chatat yoledet? What are you bringing a chatat yoledet for? You don't need a kapora for a chatat yoledet. By the way, it's true that both nizirut, in terms of a remez, the Gemara says, a nazir is an actual chote, right? Because he prevented himself from drinking wine. And a guy who doesn't drink wine is obviously a chote, right? The same thing is true about a yoledet, Rabbi Shimon says. A yoledet, why does a yoledet bring a chatat? Because basically she swore she's never going to sleep with her husband again if this is what it leads to. Okay, that's true, but that's just a remez. I mean, obviously the Iker Korban is not coming for that. I mean, if this guy's got a condition that he can't drink wine anyway, so you're going to say that he ushered himself at something, that, and if this woman knows that, no, she had a great birth, she was happy, ready to go for the next one. So therefore, she's exactly, the age of epidurals, now there's no chiv of chattas yoledes. Obviously, it doesn't mean literally that it depends on an actual chet of the individual. It's coming on the inyan of chet. That's something else. I mean, you can't say that that's the same as I need a kapora. I don't need a kapora. So therefore, you're just taking that for granted. It's the same in which case, a chatat yoledet, which is also not coming for a kapora, and you're going to be over on Baal Ta'akar. So what's the importance of that? What are you talking about? What's the importance for that? If she doesn't bring a chatas yoledet, she's a mechuser kapora. If she's a mechuser kapora, forget about the kapora, the moral kapora. That's fine, no moral kapora. But she can't eat kachim. Does she have to eat kachim? Absolutely. What happens when Pesach comes around? A woman is chayav to eat the korban Pesach. She's not going to be able to eat the korban Pesach. So the Torah may very well be saying, listen here, lady, I want to see action. You better bring that korban. That I accept. But why would the Torah be saying, listen here, buddy, I want to see action on that chatas nazir? I don't need it. It doesn't achieve anything. It's a luxury. Therefore comes along the hekesh to tell me, you should know that even this you're going to be over about the acher from. Okay, so now we have many different possibilities. A about the acher of Eloi Patem and Olam, on the actual state. About the acher of Nezirut Tahara, even where the state was achieved. About the acher on the Tiglachat, because it's part of the mitzvah of the Nezirut. And about the acher on the Karbonot, in a special case of the Nezirut, where I need a hekesh, because otherwise I wouldn't have known. Now, the next thing you said is that the Hekesh serves an additional purpose in that it teaches me, Amar, Uman Edarim Ha'av Mefer Nidrei Bito, Ubal Mefer Nidrei Ishto. So you said, Av Nezirut Ha'av Mefer Nezirut Bito, Ubal Mefer Nezirut Ishto. I understand. Why would I think it's different than a letter? The mechanism of a Nezirut is speech. So why can't I say, if the Torah has given rights to a father and to a husband to be in charge of the yisurim that are created through the speech of his wife, so I should say, Mom, that's, you know, it's a neder, shatora, ifshira, atara, afarat, nidra. So too, oto davar, when it comes to nezirut, atora, ifshira, afarat, nezirut. I mean, I need a hekesh. Is there a difference between the two? In terms of a Mom, it's, you know, it's the same thing, no? Says, but it's not the same thing. Because, you know, I'll tell you, by the way, Ron points out a very interesting thing. We never asked this question before. We've been dealing here with the need for the Hekesh to tell me the other Yisurim. Yadavs. We didn't say, Mom, it's, you know, Yadot, are enough to have you in another, therefore the Mechayiv, or vice versa, depending on where we learn it. Why not? Says the Ron, because when it comes to Yadot, you're going to be Mechayiv a guy Malkus. You can't learn out Malkus from Matzino. So over there, it's another portion. I need the Hekesh. But when it comes over here to whether you can be made for, that's a din. A din you can learn out from a Mamatzino just as well as learning from a Hekesh. So why not learn it out from a Mamatzino? So, Lomali Akesha. Teite be Mamatzino minadorim. I'll tell you. Because a Mamatzino, I mean, I can ask a question. I got a question. Dilmagabi nidorimu de mefer. Mishum delo itle kitsurta. Look, a neder doesn't have any particular amount of time that it's chal. Right? A person can ask or makes a neder, and he's also for, if he says, apples are usher on me. It's not usher for only 30 days. Apples are usher forever. So I understand that over there, if his wife makes a neder, bad, zera asurani, bad news. Right? So water is asurani. So obviously it can be made for that neder. But how about if there was a halacha that limited the time that a neder is chal? So you would say, okay, you know what? If the Torah gives you a particular state of 30 days, you live with it. And if you can't live with your wife not drinking wine for 30 days, take a trip to Hong Kong for those 30 days. There's always other wine to be had. So therefore, comes along now the Torah to tell me that even so, even though there's kitzuta, the stun is Yerut Shloshim Yom, and Eim Alo, maybe you can't be made for it. Kamash Malan, that you can. Now, the Ron asks another interesting question. So why not learn out from the din of Nazirut that there's a kitzuta? It's a heckish. Just like we find that if a person says, Stam Areni Nazir, it's only for 30 days. So if a person says, apples are also, I mean, it should be 30 days. Very good question. I mean, once we're into the heckish, heck, we might as well go for broke, right? Says the Ron, but look, remember that Nidorim include two completely different sects. There's Nidre Iser and there's Nidre Heckish. And they're both put together in the Torah. Both called the same word. Even though, obviously, there's so many differences between them. So therefore, does it not, is there kitsuta and nidre hegdash? You say something, this is hegdash. It's only hegdash for 30 days. I mean, you've changed its status, and it is what it is. It's not going to change in 30 days. Therefore, it makes more sense, says the Ron, to learn out the dinim of neder from dinim of neder. In context, there's no time limit placed on the Dorim. Than it is to say, well, there is a particular state of Nazirut which has a 30-day limit. No, big deal. And it makes much more sense to say that's a particular din in Nazirut than to say that it applies to a whole different set called Nedarim, where we see that other elements in that set do not have the limit of 30 days.
A person could make a neder.
He could in Nazirut. Yeah, he could.
A person could make a neder for 30 days.
Of course he could. No, because I would say this is the quality of neder. Neder is something that is an unlimited, but you could make a Nazirut for your lifetime too.
Yeah. No, I understand, but you see that when a neder has to, so it's still... It's
correct,
still
but that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me.
I want to ask, because with the answer now, that with the aim alone, I would have thought perhaps that the neder which did have a kitzus, I couldn't be made for.
You get into my understanding. It's, you know what happens that way. Okay, good. Fine. Or okay, Richie, I want to know what you're on.
Allah.
Steroids. I mean, what's going on? You haven't closed your eyes once today.
Ah.
Are you scared?
He's got the glass with the painted on eyes.
I was a little earlier last night.
You mean you think he's watching something? You know, something he's watching.
Didn't get up for it very early.
Can I just look at those glasses?
I've been thinking about skiing, actually. That's the problem. I'm not sure where. You have to bring a chatat for falling on.
The question is whether you're over on Baal Ta'akh or not getting to the slopes. It's high season. You have to spend a lot of money to be over on Baal Ta'akh.
Be learning.
Great sticker. That is a great sticker, actually. Okay, so let's move on now to the next piece of the Mishnah. Let's take a look at the Mishnah actually inside to get a better sense of it again. We talked about the Kinnui and moved on to discuss the Yadot. So in the Yadot it says, Omer l'chaveiro, mudrani mimcha. Now that is not only a Yad in the sense of not saying specifically the Isser. But it's also, it doesn't say anything in a way. I mean, we're going to see later on that there's three levels of Yadot. There's Yadot that are Muchachot. It's very clear what I mean. There's Yadayim that are not Muchachot. It's not clear, and I have to take a leap to indicate what the Yad meant. And then there's Yadayim that are left with insufficient clarity to even view them as a Yad, because they're not a handle. They're not a handle to anything clear. So that even a leap would just be a leap of faith rather than an analysis of what is probable. So here, when he says mudrani mimcha, mufashani mimcha, muruchakani mimcha, now, that is not saying what the yisr is. It's saying what the source of the yisr is, hafrasha, hadara, whatever that is. And then we have three different things that seem to come out of left field that mean something completely different. Sha'ani ochelacha, sha'ani toim lacha, right? Those are talking about what I will do, or what is prohibited on me to do, but it doesn't say the source of the Yisr. It's not, I am Osir, ma shani ochel lecha. It's just saying, shani ochel lecha. And on the other hand, the Mudraim is not saying, I am mudr for you in terms of eating by you. I am mudr for you in terms of being nene from you. I am mudr from you in terms of talking to you. It leaves that open. So you have two
phrases, doesn't he?
Huh? He says, well, that word is exactly what we're going to see. So we have what appear to be two sets of issues. One that discusses the word that is used for the distancing effect of the netter that takes the place of the word konin. And then we have another set which includes things that will not be, but doesn't say that they will not be because of something or other. So are those indeed two different types of yadot? Comes along now Shmuel to say, no, actually, the Mishnah is all one thing. And it's meant to select your opening and select your closing. In other words, you could say, Mudrani Mimcha, Shani Toim Lecha. Mudrani Mimcha, Shani Ochel Lecha. Or you could say, Mufreshani Mimcha, Shani Inene Mimcha. Mufreshani Mimcha, Shani. But these two sets are a mix and match, exactly. You've got to take okay, so you got to take one and put it together with the other one. So, Bekulan Achi Omar, Shani Ochel Lecha, Shani Toim Lecha. You're going to have to match it with something. You can't just say Mudrani Mimcha. Because what is that supposed to mean? It's not even Yadayim Sheinam Hochichot. Meisei, is that true? Take a look at a Braita that makes it very clear that the two sets are meant to be understood as two separate sets. The Braita says like this, and oftentimes, of course, a Braita adds in a word that with that word provides a clarity with which out we could learn the Mishnah otherwise. And this is one of those cases. The Braita says like this. Mudarani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, muruchakani mimcha, hare ze asur. Boom. Now the Mishnah never did say that word, hare ze asur. It said it only at the end. But over here, it concludes that phrase without anything else, hare ze asur. Then goes on to say, shani ochelecha, shani tuemlecha, hare ze asur. So obviously we have two sets, each and either of which is enough to create the yisur, which means that there's two ways to deal with the yad. You could talk about what it is you want to achieve, shani ochel. You could talk about what it is that you're trying to make in order to achieve that. A hafrasha, a nidui, a richuk, and so on. But they don't have to be put together. Each one stands on its own. Either we supply as part of the yad, the introduction. Sha'ani ochelach, what does he mean? Now he must be saying, kene, ma sha'ani ochelach. Mufrashani mimcha, what is he trying to say? He's trying to say it should be asr, ma sha'ani nene. But Shmuel is claiming you got to choose one from each column. Here it's clear that that's not the truth. Says Shmuel, the way to read the Braita is that the second set is meant to be introduced with the words Bamed Devarim Amurim. So in other words, Murchukani Mimcha, Asur, when? Bamed Devarim Amurim? That you concluded the statement by saying one of the following. Now obviously this is ridiculous, because then why does it say Asur twice? I mean, if it's a Bamed Devarim Amurim, I understand why it said Asur in the beginning, but I don't understand why it says Asur at the end. If it says it like our Mishnah, why does it say it at the end and not in the beginning? I mean, something's funny here, according to Shmuel. And indeed, the Gemara is going to get to this question. But we have a more immediate question that shows that what Shmuel said can't be the explanation. Because look at the next Braita. V'atanya Ipcha. There's a Braita that says it in the opposite direction. Now, the only reason to say it in the opposite direction is to make it clear that we don't want to define this as by Medvar Mamorim. So I'd say it in the opposite direction. I mean, so what's the point? Here it says, Shani Ochel, here it puts the second set first. It says, Shani Ochelacha, Shani Toim Lecha, Asur. Mudrani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Muruchakani Mimcha, also, Areza Asur. Well, says Shmuel, no, I mean, so that means in the event that he said one of the following previously. That's a very awkward kind of way of saying it, right? Now, I understand, says the Gemara. So, Tzniyachi Ukvar Amar Mudrani. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Because if that's all he's trying to say, then Iyachi Ainu Reisha. Reisha, we mean the first Braita that we brought, not the Reisha of this Braita. It's not the same Braita. In other words, if this Tana is coming to make something clear, more clear than the original Tana, so basically remember that each one of the Tanoim that writes a Braita is attempting to clarify something that was left unclear. Okay, the first Tana sees the Mishnah. The Mishnah says two sets, at the end of which comes the word asur. So now, this comes along the Tana and says, boy, that's confusing. So maybe what we should do is make it clear that these are two sets that need to be now dealt with separately. They're not all the same. One is the beginning and one is the end. So therefore, I'll put them separately and I'll stick now the asur in such a way that makes it clear that it can be read as a Bavet Dvar Mamur. Now, obviously, that's silly because then there wouldn't be a second asur, but we haven't gotten to that question yet. The third Tana comes along and says, gosh, anybody who reads that second Tana's Braita is going to think that the way to read it is Bamed Devarim Amurim. Oh, that would be silly. Actually, these are meant to stand independently. So what I'll do is, I'll put it in the inverse order. So then everybody is going to say, okay, what's that supposed to mean? If it's supposed to mean, in the event that he already said, then they must be pretty stupid. Because then they should think to themselves, why did he do it in such an awkward fashion? Basically, he's trying to achieve a Bamedvarim Amurim. What's the more logical construction of the Braita? To say Bamedvarim Amurim, not to say in the event that he had already. I mean, that's like going through the back door. So the only reason to put it in this other order is to say something other than would have been clear from the second Braita, right? The first Braita, meaning after the Mishnah. Therefore, says the Gemara, number one, first of all, the Yochi Hanureish. Number two, this whole thing is ridiculous. It's an exercise in futility, because how are you going to explain the fact that both of these Braita uses the word Atzur twice? How are you going to explain that? If you're coming to tell me that it's a Bamedvar Mamurim, or for that matter, even if I would believe the nonsense that it's in the event that, but then why do you repeat Atzur at the end? You're telling me Atzur if. Okay, thank you. Atzur if. Atzur if, and then it's Atzur. Why confuse me? Obviously, the only point of putting in two Asurs is to tell me that each one stands on its own. So Shmuel, I mean, there's no possible way to read these Braita to confirm Shmuel's approach to the Mishnah. No way to fit it in even. Clearly, we're talking about separately being able to Asur yourself with either Shani Ochelecha or with a Mudrani Mincha. Right? Ella, therefore, says the Gemara, you misunderstood Shmuel. You misunderstood Shmuel. The point that Shmuel is making is this. Shmuel is trying to say that Taima de Omar Shani Ochelecha Shani To'im Lecha. You'll notice that the Mishnah has thrown everything into one pot and put an Asur at the end, right? The Braita, on the other hand, has made it very clear that there are two sets. Now, in what sense are there two sets? Why are there two sets, according to the Tanna? Why aren't they all the same? There are different ways, five different ways of achieving Yadot. Mudrani, Mufashani, Muruchakani, Sheini Ochel, Sheini Toim, five ways, Asur. What's the point of saying, well, there's this, there's the opening way, Asur, and then there's the closing way, Asur. I mean, are you gaining something? Yes. Of course you're gaining something. Because if you specified what it is that you're trying to achieve with the nether, then that's all that's achieved. So if you say, look, what I'm talking about is the things that I'm going to eat from you. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, so that you're saying you don't want to have any hana from those things. That's what you're saying? Okay. But if you just say, I am a ruch.
So we're saying, when you say, sha'ani ochelach, that seems to be saying, what I would eat, in other words, ma sha'ani ochelach, what I eat of yours shall be something. And the Yah tells me, what is that thing? It shall be a kone, which means that it is osir on me. But I'm not saying anything about you. But when I say a loshen of mudrani mimcha, what I am saying is not only what it is that I eat, but that we are separated from each other. In other words, I and my property is separated from you and from your property. In other words, there has to be a parallelism. So if you're saying I am separated, it doesn't mean just me. It means my things are separated from you. You can be nena from me. But if I'm asking your nechosim, I can't be saying your nechosim can't be nena from me. I must be saying I can't be nena from your nechosim. Therefore, that language is mashma mutuality. You are usher for me, I am usher from you. So then there ought to be a big difference between the two, and indeed the Braita reflects that difference. If I say one, it's usher in one way, so that the mufashani, meruchakani is usher in one way, namely an isser that exists on both me to be nena from you, and you to be nena from me, whereas sha'ani ochel is only telling that which I eat from you should be usher, but I'm not saying anything about my things on you. And the Braita, therefore, makes sense in separating them. But Shmuel is concerned with the fact that the Mishnah doesn't separate them, puts them all together. Therefore, says Shmuel, where would I say this? That it's all one thing, and it all is only a one-way Isser, that I am not allowed to be nana from you, is if you indeed concluded with one of these conclusions. Therefore, if you say that, and let's see that inside, what he's really trying to say, therefore, says the Gemara, is Elohim Hashmur. Time of the Armash Shani Yochelach Shani To'emlach. If you explain what the Mufushani means, which is what the Mishnah must be talking about when it puts lumps it all together, and you say, I'm Mufushani in terms of what it is that I'll eat from you, so then you're saying you're asking yourself on having Hanoah from his things. So then who does Sir Chaver Omutter? I never said anything about you being Nana from my things. Well, Omar Mudrani Hemech Lechudei.
if you hadn't put the two together and you would have kept it separate, like the Brighter keeps it separate, then those Lashonot, as opposed to the closing Lashonot of Shani Ocher, Shani Toim, those Lashonot are mashma mutual, Shneim Asurim. Ki Hodom Reb Yezber Bechanina, Mudrani Hemech, Shneim Asurim. If you use that kind of Lashon, what you're saying is basically I and my Nechasim are Asur on you and your Nechasim, which means that you and your Nechasim are Asur on me, because otherwise the involvement of your Nechasim is a little bit absurd. This is the way the Ran understands it. Now, I would like to read with you the last three lines of the Ran on this page, the last four lines, because there's a very important episode which I didn't mention before because it's a bit confusing, but which he brings up here in the context of this Gemara, and because we have been talking the whole time about the Mishnah as if it says She'ani Ochel. But remember that there was that other gear that says She'ini Ochel. And that would change everything. So therefore, because if you think about it, She'ini Ochel is not a reference to an object. If it's not a reference to an object, it's a Shvua and not a Neder. So the whole thing doesn't seem to make sense, you see. If the Meruchu Kari Bimcha would be in terms of an object, so fine, so then it's a Lashon of Neder. But he didn't say Konin. We're reading in Konin. Why would we not be supremely sensitive to his using the word She'ini Ochel as an ending for Mudrani Mimcha and say, well, obviously, I can't say Konim. Konim has to refer to an object. I would have to say Shvua al Hashem as the Yad. And there's a Yad for a Shvua, as we said. But then why would we say it's a Neder? So therefore, asks the Ran, V'im Tomar, four lines up from the bottom, Tenach Laman de Goris b'matni, b'matnitin She'ani Ochel, below Yud. This works out very nicely if there's no Yud in the Mishnah. So now you're defining an object. But how about Laman de Goris She'ani b'yud? Kasha. The Elohiskir Konim. It's talking about there's no Konim, right? Because it's a Yad. So why can't we say that it's a Yad for a Shvua and not for a Neder? The High Lishna de Shvua. This Lashon is only a Shvua Lashon because he's Mason Nafshe Achefza. He's saying, I will not eat your food. That is something that has to do with you. It does not have to do with a particular object that you've offered. And if it's talking about where you said Konim, so then why would it be included in a list of Yadot? If you said Konim to make it clear that you meant an object should be the same as a carbon, where's that book, Barnea? If you wanted to make it clear that it meant the object is also as a Konim, so then it's a neder, v'lo yad, v'echitone legabe yadot. So why does it appear here by yadot? And here says the Ran a beautiful, beautiful answer. Yesh lomar, says the Ran, you know, according to that man, Niyamar, it's a whole different type of yad. That lo'olam b'shizkir konim. Obviously, if we're saying it's a neder, he had to have said konim. So you're saying if he said konim, then it's a yad? It's a neder. Ah, not true. Because this guy said something that makes no sense. He said what he intends to be a neder with a konim, in a lashon of a shvua without identifying an object and instead defining an action. How could such a thing be chal? Because we read into it, and that's yad. We read into it that the actual intent was not my behavior, but rather the object of my behavior. So that's itself a yad, but it's a totally different type of yad. So the she'eni ochelacha means that we have over here, even though you said the word konim, afilo achi. Making a neder b'lashon shvuah, we pointed this out yesterday, that there's something the Gemara makes no sense sometimes and just uses a lashon of talking about what you will do and claims that's a neder. So over here, even though he said a b'lashon shvuah, da'ini she'eni, I will not do it, meisu nafshe achefza, it's still, since he said a konim, it's a yad l'neder, and it's not a neder gomer. The neder shvuah amro b'lashon shvuah, hochidine. If you said a neder b'lashon shvuah, the truth is it shouldn't be chal in terms of the dinim of ikr neder. But since over here it's a yad, it becomes chal as a yad. Okay, so we have two very different possibilities of understanding the nature of the yadot here in the Mishnah, depending on whether we read it with the yud or without a yud. Either it's a yad because you said it in a lashon shvuah, or it's a yad because you never said the word konim and haven't explained what the basis of this iser is. Oh, yes, yes, thank you, thank you. There's a beautiful book that the Rebbe Barnea brought in as part of his neighborhood, in which there is quite a few ancient finds, in where we find people who want to say Isser, say carbon. And we have actual pictures over here, so beautiful, beautiful pictures, in which It talks about, Kivrei Meitim, but you can make out the word korban very clearly, that anybody who uses any zmene from this, it's korban. So then I see that word right there. Mom is beautiful. On the asherah. Okay. So that any touching or using anything from this aron is also on your korban. Mom is beautiful. So direct example from thousands of years ago of our mesecta in real life. Is it only on ossuaries? What is that? All the cases? Four ossuaries. One says Beferish di ishanile, korban. That I know that you should have from it should be a korban. In the short. Yes, now let us discuss the scene. And therefore he has to go see Arini Nazir afterwards. According to everybody, but still mitzvah giluach milo mekayim. Marzuta brother of Mari Omar over bebaltacher korbanotam. No, so what do we need a hekesh? Menachem nafkele. Miatam nafkele. Kidoroshi doshen Hashem lakacham imach. Eru kataot ve'ashamot. Amal deteim achidushu shechidshat Torah benazir. Well, what's so special about Nazir? Nachidush. He means that even only minakatsan havi nazir lakol. So therefore, emelole avor alam mishum balti acher kamashvala. But according to Rabbi Shimon, not to mention the fact that it's not even a good question according to Chachomim, because well, that kiddush lachumrahu. And my kiddush ain't salkatay to kamina. Ho il veim gilach alachat mishloshtam yatzah lo leavra alav about the acher. Because what's the point? Kamashlamad. Vibay teima my kiddush ain't mishum dolomat visu beneder. Vada kakash lachachat atzchelav. That's because Chatas Chelev at least Kahatya le Kapara, but Chatas Nozir le Mayatya. Re Chatas Yoledis lo Atya le Kapara, nonetheless, Arvala Mishum Baal Ta'achen. Why? But it's still coming to be Shayel Alamecha Bekutch. Ovan Maru, Mani Dorim, Av Mefer Nidre Bito, Baal Mefer Nidre Ishto, Av Nezirut, Av Mefer Nezirut Bito, U Baal Mefer Nezirut Ishto. Lomli Akesha, Tell your mama, Tzinam in the Dorim. Yeah, but Dilma Gabin Dorim with the Mayfum Mishum Dol Itlay with Kitsuta, but Gabin Zero Titla Kitsuta. Stam the Zero Shloshim Yom, Emelo, Kamashmalan. Homer Kaviro Mudarani, Mamma Shmuel, Bechulan, Achi Omar Shani Ochela Kashani to Imlacha. Maitre Mudarani Mukhavushani 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 Asur on its own. Shani Ochela Kashani to Imlacha Reza Asur separately. Okiktoni. But Med Vorim Amurim, Bomer Shani Ochela Kashani to Imlacha. Vatani Ibcha, Shani Okeloka, Shani Toemloka Asur, Mudrani Mimcham, Vashani Mimcham, Rukhani Mimcha, Reza Asur. But is it all point to avoid that way of learning it? Well, you could say, Tinihoki, in a case where Kvar Amar Mudrani or Mukhukani, he Okeano Resha, why say it in such a stupid way? Vyod Asur Asur, Lamali Lamitna. That's why he's also a chaver mutar. Aval amar mudrani emek bechudei shneihem asurim. Ki yad yomer b'yezbir b'chanina mudrani emach shneihem asurim.